Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
We're here today to hear from the good Lord, and he has a word for us. Our word today comes from Romans 15, verse 20. That's Romans 15, verse 20. And I'll give you a little background on it. This is Paul ministering to the Roman church, and his words and his actions are ordained of God. And this particular passage, as I was reading it, jumped out of the Bible to me. And the good Lord gave me a word. And I'm going to do my very best to get out of God's way and let him get this word. Amen? All right. So the word, like I said, comes from the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 20. And it reads, "It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation." Amen. Our word today is going to be on the topic, leave the past in the past. Amen. Leave the past in the past. Now, when I read this very first portion of Romans 15:20, where Paul says, "It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known," I said, wait a minute. How can that be? Because Paul wasn't always Paul. Paul was Saul. And his ambition as Saul was to persecute Christians. The last thing that Paul wanted to do when he was Saul was preach the gospel, right? So I said, well, wait a minute. How can that be a contradiction? How can Paul say that that's always been his ambition when he was Saul, that was the exact opposite? Well, thank you, Lord. He became Paul through God, so he's no longer identifying with his old self, his past.
Okay?
Because if you think about it now, Saul was the one that did all the persecution to the Christians. Paul has done nothing but preach the gospel. Paul would not allow others to tell him who he was, keeping him identified with his past and his past mistakes. Think about it now. If Paul spent his time thinking about what he did to Saul, how could he preach the gospel? He'd be so busy thinking about that. Since he did not relate to his old Saul self, he could move forward with Christ. See, what Paul did was let go of the past and let the past in the past. And then doing so, it got him out of bondage, meaning he didn't have to hold on to his past failures anymore, his past mistakes. Okay? Because let's face it, when he was Saul, he made a lot of mistakes. He also wasn't concerned, Paul wasn't, regarding what if. He has a lot of what if scenarios he could have addressed when he was Paul. He could have said, well, you know what, when I was Saul, I could have preached the gospel. I wasted all these years persecuting Christians when I could have been uplifting the Lord. Okay? Instead of him wasting time trying to change the past or worrying about something he can't change, he stopped with the what if. He just went right to the chase and said, you know what? I'm not Saul anymore. I'm Paul. What Saul did doesn't affect me because I'm not him. Okay? Paul boldly stated that it has been a lifetime ambition of his to preach the gospel. How could Paul say that? Because he was Paul. And it was Paul's lifelong ambition to preach the gospel. Because he only identified with Paul. His new identity, the old one, was gone. Now, let's be honest. There's people that Paul probably saw along the road somewhere that remembered him as Saul and tried to remind him of who he was. But, you know, friends do that. In our lives, we have people that likes to remind us of what we used to be before we were saved. Let's face it. Well, Paul, I'm sure he ran into him, but he couldn't relate to him anymore.
That's right.
They wanted him to be Saul. He couldn't be Saul. He's Paul. He's no longer that same person. He doesn't have the same likes, the same dislikes, the same disposition, the same ambitions. He has none of that. All that's gone. Clean slate. He's Paul. And we need to stop. Paul needed to do what he needed to do. And people need to stop trying to put Saul in a box. When I got this scripture, that's the first thing I did, was relate Paul to Saul. Even though Paul is not Saul. But I'm glad God did, because it's showing me how you can hold on to old things which will prevent you from moving forward. Hmm. Now, the reason Paul is Paul, because he came to know Christ. He met Christ and became one with Christ. And the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17, says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Underline it. Behold, all things have become new. Now, I read that. I said, okay, that explains a lot. So I looked at that scripture again in the Amplified Bible. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him by as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous morale and moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. Okay? So that brings forth a question that God just said, you know what? He asked me this question point blank. He said, when are you going to stop identifying with your old selves? When are you going to start forgiving? When are you going to forgive yourself and move on in him? Hmm. Now think about that. We spend too much time worrying about what we used to do, where we used to go, and all the mistakes we made in our past, the what if scenario. What if I hadn't taken this job? What if I haven't bought this house? What if I hadn't spent this money needlessly?
Yep.
All these things. We need to let that go, is what God is saying. Because we are keeping ourselves in that place. Hmm. We're identifying with our old prior God self. Okay? We're saved now by the blood of the Lamb. We don't have to be the way we were, because we're not. So why do we keep relating to the old us when the new us is right here in front of us? God is saying we need to stop allowing others as well as ourselves to dictate who we are based on our past. Now, I like high school. I went there. I got a 45-year high school reunion coming up. I can't go. Not that I don't want to see my friends, whatever. But all I know they're going to do is relate to how I was 45 years ago. I am not the person I was 45 years ago. I am new. I am made new by the blood of the Lamb. I am a new creature. My old things are over with. I like them. I love them. But I don't want to be reminded of what I was like prior to my conversion. What good will that do me now? Will that help me grow in God? No. Will it edify God? No.
No.
But what it could do is pull me right back into what I used to do. So we need to let go of all that stuff. We need to let go of the what ifs of our lives, the mistakes that we made, and move on. When we did get into Christ, the first thing God did was forgive us for our past and our what ifs. So why haven't we forgiven ourselves? We don't need to hold on to something that God already let go of. Why don't we let go of it too? If the Lord said we are redeemed, we are redeemed. If God said we're a new creature, we're a new creature. We need to start acting like what God said we are, and start identifying with this new person that we are, instead of relating to what we used to be, because we're not that anymore. Well, I don't want to be that anymore, to be honest with you. We're new in God. Hallelujah. We've been set free, like I said, by the blood of the Lamb. We are in Christ, therefore we are new. according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's not just a bunch of words on a piece of paper. It is the truth. Once you are in God, you are new. And we need to understand that and stop relating to our old selves and thinking about, well, if I had done this a little different. Well, you didn't do it a little different, okay? But God forgave you for whatever you did. What's the sense of having a Savior if you're not going to be saved? You're saved from your past. You're saved from the what ifs. It's time to move on. Paul did. That's why Paul could say, you know, it's always been my ambition. Because in his mind, he was Paul, and the only ambition in Paul's life was to serve God, to preach the gospel. What is your ambition in life? To remember what you used to be or to be what you are today, what God made you now? We need to concentrate on the now and forget about the past, leaving the past in the past. You can't fill a vessel that is already full. The vessel first must be empty. Our vessels are full of the past and what ifs, and we must empty ourselves of our pre-Christ selves in order to be fully into God and receive His glory. We can't bring baggage into the kingdom. We need to let that baggage go. Leave it on the ramp. TSA know what to do with it. Let them have it. You know, they're going to take it anyway. Give it to TSA. But we need to let it go. We cannot move on in Christ holding on to old things and wondering, spending too much time worrying or thinking about what could I have done differently. That's not relevant. Children, it is not relevant for us to worry about what we can't change. Jesus even spoke of that in Matthew. Every hair on your head is already accounted for. Why are you worrying about something you can't change? You cannot change the past. The past is just that, the past. But you can leave it in the past where it belongs, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. Don't let the past define who you are today. And that's been the biggest problem with us Christians. All of us were not saved at one point or another, and we keep relating to the part of us that wasn't saved. Why? Why would we want to relate to something that is dead? We're no longer that person. We're new in Christ. Hallelujah. We don't have to be that way anymore. We're not that way anymore. But if we keep that mentality, we will keep holding on to things that will prevent us from being closer to God. We all need a relationship with God, but we can't take the baggage with us. That baggage has been forgiven on the cross. We need to let it go. So I am saying today, saints, that we need to leave the past in the past and allow ourselves to rejoice in what is now. And the now is we are children of God. His will, His way, and what is past is truly past. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is truly a new creation, and old things are passed away. Behold, you're new. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And that's the word God gave me. And I praise the Lord for the word. Amen.
Amen.